The Tea Party is a decentralized political movement where everyone's equal, there are no leaders, everyone's in charge. And if you seek limited government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and cleave to the U.S. Constitution, you're welcome to join. There's no single centralized website, but one called Tea Party Patriots lists thousands of groups across all 50 states. California has the most, followed by Texas. In Arkansas, we have anywhere between 22 and 32 Tea Party groups, depending on who you talk to, including the MENA Tea Party, Ozark Tea Party, Ouachita Tea Party, Northeast Arkansas Tea Party, and the Washington County Tea Party, chaired by Randy Alexander.
And I got involved in politics about 2 years ago. Prior to that time, I like to say that my involvement was to vote and yell at the television, but I didn't really actually do anything.
But after attending a local Tea Party meeting, then later yelling with a throng of millions at a Washington, D.C. rally, he was hooked.
There were so many people like me that said, I've never been to a political rally before. I've never done this.
Randy Alexander, a thoughtful conservative, identifies as a libertarian and was so inspired, he ran for U.S. Senate on the Republican ticket in the 2010 preferential primary, taking 9% of the vote. For now, he's operating the Washington County Tea Party, which has a 350-member mailing list and 40 people on average attending meetings.
The common theme has to do with spending and high taxes. They just feel like we're going to go bankrupt. You know, our debt currently is, $13.4 trillion.
Alexander's referring to the national debt, public debt securities issued by the U.S. Treasury to operate the federal government. Now, the Congressional Budget Office last estimated the federal budget deficit for 2010 at $1.3 trillion, slightly down from 2009's $1.4 trillion. Plus TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Loan Program to banks and auto companies created by the Bush administration, ended up costing taxpayers $387 billion rather than the projected $700 billion. And the U.S. Treasury Department recently estimated the total loss may be less than $50 billion, which will further reduce the federal deficit. Randy Alexander said he might have voted for some version of TARP, but too many legislative pet projects were attached to it.
I think our problem is we have a bloated federal government that's too big to succeed.
So if he were in charge, Alexander said he would cut government spending by 25% first thing. Eliminate, for example, the Department of Education.
There is nothing in the Constitution about a federal role in education.
He would also cut the Department of Energy, and he believes in a free market solution to reform health care. As for an Arkansas Tea Party coalition to bring these things forward, Randy Alexander says there is no such thing. But Tom Cox, a Republican who founded the Arkansas Tea Party in Little Rock last year, says his group will likely lead.
It is definitely evolving into that, and we are not in competition with the other Tea Parties around the state.
If Cox's name seems familiar, it's because he took a short run on the GOP ticket for U.S. Congress to replace U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln, but withdrew before the primary.
I was the first Tea Party candidate in the United States for a federal office,
for which it garnered a bit of national press. Cox maintains a board seat on the Arkansas Tea Party, along with the group's self-proclaimed cheerleader.
I am Joanne Filiatro.
Filiatro shuns TV cameras and microphones, but loves to talk on the cell while driving. The former realtor and full-time grandma says this is her first leap into politics.
I kind of thought I had to start paying attention, and I did. And then, of course, you know, in September of 08, things just went really, 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 really sour. And I didn't have anyone to talk to other than my husband. So I just started paying attention myself on the Internet. I did not like at all what I was seeing happening to our country.
Filiatro says she got fired up when the Arkansas Tea Party held a tax revolt on the state capitol steps last year. She said over 2,000 supporters showed up. Five other rallies have been held since, including a GOP gathering featuring Tea Party idol Sarah Palin. Filiatro says she's also joined 50 other Tea Parties across the United States.
This movement here, I would say that the best thing that ever happened to America was the progressives to come out from under the covers and start trudging forward, because then it woke us up. And I'm so thankful that we woke up, and I pray we're not too late that we can save the United States.
Signing up with other Tea Party groups appears to be a trend, much like friending on Facebook. On the Arkansas rolls, you will see the same name listed on different Tea Party sites, perhaps inflating membership numbers. And on those websites, you can read about the Arkansas Tea Party setting up lots of events leading up to November 2nd, including a Boots on the Ground campaign.
Yes, yes. Every Saturday, the Arkansas Tea Party, as a group, have selected different areas that we will meet up, have maps, we'll have literature of the vetted candidates for that area to go walk those streets and leave packets at every single door.
The Arkansas Tea Party, likely one of the only registered as a 527 PAC, recently endorsed Beth Ann Rankin, a Republican running for U.S. Representative Mike Ross's seat in the 4th District. The group's also raising money to run a major political endorsement ad later this month. And while some say the Arkansas Tea Party only represents Pulaski County, others say the Pulaski County Tea Party represents Pulaski County. But David Crow said groups are increasingly cooperating in Arkansas. He heads the 200-member Faulkner County Tea Party, also founded last year.
In central Arkansas, a lot of the tea parties gather together and work and hold events at the state capitol.
But Faulkner County Tea Party operates under a 501c4 status, so can't endorse candidates by law, but they're making themselves very visible.
We're about the education process and asking a lot of questions, attending a lot of meetings, and participating and engaging with government officials, elected officials, and the department heads in all areas of government. City council meetings, our quorum court meetings, the school board activities, and we've recently started attending the trustee meetings at University of Central Arkansas.
Critics of the Tea Party ask where all these watchdogs were when the Bush administration pushed for a new Medicare entitlement, staged two expensive wars, and devised that plan to bail out banks, the TARP, all while cutting taxes. And former President Jimmy Carter has written that the Tea Party's a puppet of big oil and conservative media, but Tea Party organizers insist the movement is independent and totally grassroots. Lori Masterson is a state trainer with American Majority, a Virginia-based institute founded in 2008. She grooms conservative activists and political candidates.
How to frame a message, we deal a lot with social media, Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, LinkedIn, those medias, to help people to get connected, to get messages out, to plan events, to help get candidates elected.
Who funds American Majority?
I don't have any idea.
The website says it's funded by individual contributions. The liberal website SourceWatch claims that the American Majority was established in 2008 by interest groups opposed to health care reform. Calls to confirm were not returned. Most of Masterson's clients are Tea Party activists.
Actually, I think that our demographic is a little more versatile in the state of Arkansas. For instance, when I go to southern Arkansas, most of the people that are there are Democrats. When I'm in northern Arkansas, most of the people there are Republicans. We have college kids. We have the elderly, the retired. We have a ton of businessmen and women, which would be surprising. But Arkansas generally tends to be a friendlier state. So I think even across, I hope I say this word right, economic spectrum, we intermingle well.
And because anyone can join, Masterson says, bad seeds are inevitable.
There are people in the Tea Party that probably are racist. That doesn't mean that the broad spectrum, like lawyers or doctors or journalists, I mean, there's bad people in every entity in life. It truly is a meeting of people that said, hey, you know what? We are the government. Most of us are real versed on our rights. Very few of us are versed on our responsibilities as far as citizenry. As far as, I think a large number of Tea Party people have voted, but they haven't been informed voters.
But Lori Masterson, along with the other Tea Party chairs interviewed for this report, were not informed about the Arkansas Tea Party plans to issue political endorsements on their behalf later this month. And while the Tea Party in Alaska, Delaware, and Nevada managed to defeat incumbent Republican candidates in GOP primaries, momentum stalled in Tennessee this summer, both energizing and rattling the Republican base. Not bad for a toddler citizens movement. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.